Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yeah, probably the most stressful show since March 12th when the world ended. So this is definitely... So it's been five easy months, if that's the case.
Oh, well, you've done a good job, process. Blanket Baker looks perplexed. He doesn't think it's that hard.
No, it can't be that hard. I mean, Kurt Cobain, yeah, you don't take the front end off the.
I have other things to worry about, Mark. That's the difference. I am worrying about other things. There's more moving parts, okay?
And James Strebel.
You understand. Are we on the air or are we not on the air?
We're on the air. Do you want to come down and do this?
No.
Do you want to trade spots? We'll trade spots.
Stress was. No, I don't want to trade spots.
Okay, then shut up.
Your dark room.
Shut up.
Dark room. It's not stress.
I'm not taking this crap, Mark. Seriously. Shut up.
No stress. It's not stressful.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Man, I forgot the Mark Blankenbaker process beef.
It's good beef.
It was a good beef.
Real good beef.
Like, process wasn't kidding. He was serious. He was dead serious.
There was no kidding involved.
Shut up.
Zero kidding involved.
Shut up,
Blake. 437-9680, that is the UPS Jobs text line. Reminder, 5 o'clock hour presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Another reminder as well about our good friends at the Fitness Market. All sorts of sales. Dina was over there this morning. You know, if you need anything, those e-bikes, those one and two person saunas, and so much more. Treadmills, ellipticals, exercise bikes, rowing machines, weights, strength equipment. They got you covered today. They'll work with your budget. Then, you know, they have used equipment as well. 882-2694. You can find them online today, thefitnessmarket.com. You can also check out their Facebook page, Plantside Drive and Westport Road. That's the two locations. And everyone's got something from, you know, basically from the Fitness Market, the wider family. We always appreciate them. TheFitnessMarket.com. James, how you feeling? I know it's a tad shorter mixtape. How are you feeling? Furman has numbered this for you.
Oh, nice.
And you feel like
I'm
we're
good
to go.
I appreciate Furman.
Okay. Well,
there we go, James. Heck yeah.
A little Memorial Day appreciation.
Yeah, I like that.
From the take. You like that?
Thank you, Furman, for all you do.
That's what we're doing. So, mixtape presented by 502hemp.com and 812hemp.com. Let's go. Let's fire it up. Hit the music and let's go.
Time now for the mixtape.
Save that for the mixtape.
The mixtape.
Damn it!
And behind the board, it's...
I'm James.
We got a big problem here. I mean, we come in, Blankenbaker takes one look at me and goes, oh, no. I said, what? He goes, we're wearing the same shirt.
I know. We are.
The shirt from the Justin Thomas golf event. Oh, and I literally have not worn this in like 7 or 8 months. I was down to that being my last like collared shirt. And so you're not allowed to take that quarter zip off.
Well, I probably won't during the show today. But the deal is like a lot of...
afterwards...
A lot of my polos that I like to wear, they're all packed. Because we're going, you know, we're going to Florida today. Yeah. So yeah. I was I only wear the JT shirt. This is a good one. And it was, you know, a little chilly this morning. So I threw the quarter zip over top of it. But I was like,
bougie conversation.
The same exact shirt this morning.
Blake loves that.
Not good. Nightmare situation. The good news is you're getting the hell out of here right after the show. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I've got a couple things I've got to take care of here
in town. Do it
from home. No, but I got to do them here in town. One of the things.
You're leaving the studio physically.
Wow. That is correct.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good. Because I don't need Andy taking pictures and posting them on the internet, you know?
Definitely.
James,
not.
We got your eye on you because I know he's going to.
Keep the camera down.
Yeah.
Keep the phone
hand
in
check.
Your pocket.
Yeah, hand check.
Team Diener.
Team Diener.
That's right.
You go.
That's right.
Whoa.
James, what?
Wow.
Stab us in the back.
Well, we got a big problem here. The guy's the best. I mean, the guy, you get your money's worth out of him, man. I mean, you don't, you know, like Jordan always said, you know, that he that's why he dressed the way he did, that you get to see him in person once, that might be their only impression of you. I think Kenny Chesney is cut from the same cloth like that.
Oh, yes. I forgot about that. He compared Kenny Chesney to MJ.
Cut from the same cloth.
That's delightful sound.
It's good stuff.
Keep him coming on ESPN 680.
I'm not signing up for CNN.
Oh, we know that.
The enduring takeaway from Tylar Johnson committing is that there are no insiders. There are no insiders. Not Maben and Rummage, and not Travis Branham, and not Jeremy Woman. Nobody.
Oh, boy.
If Caron Davis is like Scottie Pippen, right? You know, because you wherever
I will eat so much crow. I will. That's when Dave Skull gets to eat
feed it
a ton crow.
To all of you.
Yeah.
If he's actually really good, I'm gonna let Danny Manning come on the show and cuss. That
you make sure it's on a Monday, Wednesday, or Friday too.
And cuss.
He'll say the B word. Like,
hey, Biscuit, tell Dale, can we play the Biscuit sound from the Caron Davis signing?
Yes.
when he questioned reality for two segments straight.
I love the first thing.
I think Lamar's just like Jay Cutler. Tons of talent. No. And not, you know, Aaron Rodgers level talent, but, you know, tons of talent. And, you know, if, again, the going rate for a quarterback is $50 million. If Jay Cutler was a quarterback today, he'd make $50 million. Make tons of money. But when push comes to shove, they're selfish. Lamar's selfish.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. He said that in front of Blankenbaker? Yes. Oh, my gosh.
And the fact that he didn't show up to OTAs on the first day, after they get a new offensive coordinator, after he gets paid, after they get him all these receivers, just told me all I need. That was the final straw for me with Lamar. And so everybody makes excuses for him. I know. But I don't think Lamar Jackson will ever win anything of substance in the NFL.
That's how you do it, J-Bo.
That's not Lamar to get his attitude in check. And I feel like he's too far gone. But that doesn't mean that he can't get his attitude in check. But if he doesn't get his attitude in check, he's never going to win anything, and he's going to be remembered as Jay Cutler.
All right, James, you got to play that one again. Go back. This right here. This man woke up. He's in Central Time. It's 7:05. He woke up.
I just want Lamar to get his attitude in check. I feel like he's too far gone. But that doesn't mean that he can't get his attitude in check. But if he doesn't get his attitude in check, he's never going to win anything, and he's going to be remembered as Jay Cutler.
Telling Lamar to get his attitude in check at 7 a.m. All right, let's go. Let's roll. Let's
Jay Cutler.
You know, I love Jared Stillman. I really do.
But
he stepped in it, you know, dumping on Lamar earlier this week. And now I look, as I just refresh Twitter very quickly while you're talking there, and I see a tweet from him in the last minute. Will Levis touched his face 16 times during his 3-minute media availability on Tuesday. And that's like a topic. And Nashville must be crazy about football.
Wow. That's reaching there. Summer radio, baby.
Jared is down there counting face touches, like paint touches. Jared's up here counting face touches.
Body language expert, baby.
By the way, I tweeted earlier like a picture of like these assembling battles. And I said, it's a look at Louisville's first medium quarterbacks and small forwards, to which someone replied, you don't know ball. Huh. It turns out quarterbacks and small forwards will never meet on the battlefield.
I guess satire is just low form of wit, Mark. You never heard that?
I guess not. I guess.
Mark needs to get educated on ball this summer.
I need to learn about ball.
Yeah, we need to clarify to Mark Ennis that small forwards and quarterbacks do not play the same sport. Come on.
Or fight together in an army.
That's correct.
I need more Ennis on this show.
I do. I love keep this. Him coming.
Donovan needs to start helping himself a little bit, but I think he's probably a 2. I think we're seeing that, you know, I guess Andy was talking about this the other day, that Jokic is a 1, right?
Oh, what do you mean?
Like the primary guy.
Okay.
And then, you know, but Jamal Murray is a great number 2. And so like, if Donovan compare himself with a great, like,
just
Batman,
don't emulate too much of Jamal Murray's behavior, right?
No. You don't want to. You don't want to go full Jamal Murray.
I think most people do want to go full Jamal Murray.
It's the easiest Packer schedule I've ever seen. There are 2 losses on the schedule.
I'd love to be
Chargers and Chiefs.
Oh, that's a lot of Jordan Love faith right there. That's a lot of love.
Literally, if they have a semi-competent quarterback, there's 2 losses.
Let's
then
go,
I guess you got to pencil in. You split with the Vikings, split with the Lions. Okay, 4 losses on the season. That's what Green Bay is going to finish with.
I can think of a semi-competent quarterback out there that's available to be ready to be signed.
Yeah, I know. Teddy
Bridgewater.
He's so timid. Bull ran him up.
Teddy Bridgewater.
What am I going to say to put a bowl? Keep him coming.
We got the ACC deal to talk about, the keep what you kill model, as you call it.
They call it the, what do they call it?
I don't know. performance distribution. I mean, no.
They call it the success initiative.
That's as bad as leaders and legends.
It's like, no, keep what you kill. Just call it what it is.
The success initiative?
The success initiative.
Is that the most bureaucratic thing you've ever heard?
Yes. And this is one of the reasons why
success
everybody
initiative.
Looks at these people and they're like, you're ridiculous humans. It's a keep what you kill model. This is what we've been talking about.
I mean, it might not have to be that aggressive, but it's a, yeah.
Burn what you burn.
Yes. Reap what you sow.
Reap what you sow. Yeah. Reap what success initiative.
The success initiative.
Get out of here. Go. You need to be like
here
the most
goes.
Pasty, yeah. Like most sanitized. You're in college football, man. There needs to be blood on your mouth. Let's go.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's what it's supposed to be. That's what y'all are acting like in the boardroom. They're acting like, oh, yes. And then outside of it, they're stabbing each other in the back. Shank, shank, shank. And then, oh, the success initiative. No, it's keep what you kill.
Wow.
Stop acting like you're some holier-than-thou sanctimonious person. Success initiative, my ass. Keep what you kill.
Whoa.
Get out of here.
Whoa. There you go, Mike. Fired up about that one.
Blood on your mouth. He's a hunter, not a gatherer.
Name me five coaches in the ACC better than Jeff Brom. There's not five. I'll give you Dabo. You know,
right?
Pastor Dabo. I'll give
Pastor
you Dabo.
Dabo.
I give you Dabo. Dabo Luther King.
Dabo. So far, has had a much better offseason than John Calipari.
Oh,
he just has.
There it is.
It's true. I'm not saying their team's going to be better.
It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. I'm just saying, so far up to now, Kenny Payne has a finalized roster.
It's true.
He did add some blue chip recruit prospects. He did add at least one. I'm not sold on Sky Clark, so y'all can pump your brakes on him. But he did at least add one really good transfer piece with Trey White. They have every single position they need. They have backups.
Well, I see you're bending the knee. You're bending the knee a little bit. The Califex dead.
It certainly seems like it's on life support.
It is.
Coach Cal's got 7 players. All the guys he's trying to get, they don't want to come. Kansas gets the guy that they really wanted. This guy, he just makes me want to throw up. That Bruiser Frantz, that guy, his main guy, should be working at a pawn shop instead of coaching. Calipari has never had a guy off screen that can coach. He don't want to take directions from anybody. And I'm telling you, this thing is 7 players, Dan. Here we're almost at the beginning of summer, and it's getting ridiculous. And most diehard UK fans are sick of it.
Why did he put Bridget Flint in the pawn shop?
I just love that he gets to tell Dan Issel that.
Yeah, that was great.
That's what makes me happy.
I haven't heard from BB and Billy in months.
Keep him coming on ESPN 680 1057.
Listen to those voicemails.
Oh, I know. No, it's terrible. No.
It's terrible. It's as bad as it gets. And, you know, so whatever. I mean,
so there you go. He's back. He's off the court, and now he's just going to sign which officials are there. So,
So that was the 2017 tournament.
It's hard for me to believe that was 6 years ago. I remember that shot.
Since that happened, they've not been to the Final Four. They've been to the Elite Eight once. They went 19. But they have not been to the Final Four since that happened. They've only been to one Elite Eight, one Sweet 16.
He's right.
Maybe they stepped in it big time there.
I know that's what you want. We're 428 last year. I'd pull back.
Yeah, pump your brakes there.
I know what
I'd pull back. I would stand down there a little bit.
Yeah. That's a lot of freaking pros. A lot of pros.
Not
a
as
lot
many.
Of pros.
He's not given
the and John Higgins was in the
he
way, I guess.
Stop
I don't
himself.
Know.
Yeah, not
he
as many pros.
He couldn't stop himself. It's addiction.
Yeah.
You couldn't stop yourself.
Oh,
keep
I
him
couldn't.
Coming.
Absolutely
keep
a
barn
not.
Fart.
Play it again.
Barn fart.
Is that it? So? No.
Louie, I heard from Brad. Brad Cox.
That Brad. I thought you were talking about Brad Calipari. Go ahead.
No, Brad Cox.
Heard from Brad Calipari.
Why does it say Issel has to eat it on the show?
Oh, because he's been given it to Starlight Racing. So, he's been giving it to Starlight Racing, and he's like,
"Eat it, Issel."
Yeah, so you know, he's like, "They bet on reincarnate down to 15-1, and you would do that. They're Monday morning moron, and all this other stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, well, Starlight Racing."
So is Dan his own Monday morning moron for trashing it? Yeah.
Whoa. So eat it, Issel. You know, Starlight Racing just took down the second leg of the crowd.
This is a sneaky good mixtape, actually. There's some tips in here.
Let's be clear here on the Issel thing. I was on your show all week. Never said Reincarnate was going to win.
No, and ever. I've never seen you more down on a horse.
No, I gave out the Oaks winner. I gave out the Derby Exacta, Oaks Derby Double.
Yeah. And you gave out the double?
I called my shot at the Preakness. I said, we're going to win Saturday. So, yeah.
They're going to
Issel. So let's just clear the air there. I never said Reincarnate was going to win.
I know. Well, Dan is taking his shots at Starlight in your group, so I was like, hey, let's get him to walk it back this morning, because you all just won the second leg of the Triple Crown.
Have we seen him? He tattled on Issel!
Oh, my, he's a snitch! He's snitching! He's talking out of school!
Clint crushed you!
A national treasure getting home, and the official handicapper gave you that one last week, too, now. I mean, he's...
I did, too. Before Clint, I had national treasure. You got to give me credit on that. I did it on Thursday. Clint called in on Friday,
He didn't. He called in on Thursday.
Whatever. I said it the day before Clint, and I was riding because I love national treasure. And then Clint backed me up on
I'm going to let the guy who owns the horse get credit for it.
Well, sure, I get no credit for it. None at all.
No one said you didn't until you claimed you had no credit and then took credit.
I like my credit. I need my credit sometimes.
You need a head pat? Were the basketball season?
I don't need a
head pat.
No.
Yeah. You're gonna make money. Your Twin Spires account will be just fine.
The only one, of course. I like National Treasure. It's a Starlight horse. I think it was racing good. It had a bruised foot. It got sidelined. They kept it with Baffert. I'm like, this makes a lot of sense. And Clint, I also like it because it's Starlight Racing. Because it's Starlight. Because it's the people that I like to support. Vinny, Clint, Tom, the whole team. Jack Wolf's getting FaceTime after the Preakness. I was loving it. It was fantastic. And I made some money, too.
Is that what old people
do? Okay, so Mark Blankenbaker gets credit.
No, I don't get credit.
You know what? Johnny Velasquez going 3/4 and 113 gets no credit. It all goes to you.
Not saying I had anything to do with the ride or the performance of the horse. I'm saying I also liked National Treasure.
Yeah, I did,
I also
too.
Liked for about Tyler Hudson.
I liked him 150. Mark Blankenbaker's never wrong. That's the title of the album.
No, when I'm
Blankenbaker has all the answers.
I was wrong on Josh Allen. I've owned that a million times. When I'm right, I like to have a little credit flow my way too.
How many years ago was that?
The last time he was wrong.
What's wrong?
Was 6 years ago.
He's been the NFL for 5 years.
This is one of my favorites.
It should be your favorite, James. I agree with that. That was awesome. That sound was awesome. I was wrong on Josh Allen.
That's a killer. Keep him coming.
Pat Day Miles.
The Pat Day, yeah.
He is in Pat Day.
Avery, who's Pat Day?
He has a horse race named after him.
Oh, you really don't know?
Wow.
Gonna crush
Louis. He does something with horses, but I can tell you that he has a horse race named after him.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
The Pat Day Mile.
Louis, I have Pat Day underwear.
Issel has a picture of Pat Day in his den.
He does. It's framed. All the leather-bound books. It is right in the middle of a framed portrait of Pat Day on a horse.
Small programming note, and by small, I'm joking. Bob Baffert will join Bobby V at 12:30 today.
Oh.
And so make sure you tune in. Follows us here on 680 1057. You can stay tuned for that. I don't know why Jenny Reese keeps booking horse people for Bob, not us. I have no idea, but whatever. And I'm sure Bob booked that one. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that. So Bobby V after us. I'm kidding, Bob.
Oh, no.
40 got a green egg.
You got a green egg. So I think
you just got it.
Well, somebody, I think it was a sister-in-law, somebody, a family member, I don't know, accidentally backed over it and it got destroyed. So Diener used his VP powers and got a new green egg from Steepleton. for Pat Forte. And Pat Forte
hardly works for us, and you're giving him free spit. Oh. I've been here 20 years. I don't get a free notebook. What the hell is going on here?
You immediately... There's angry pops.
Yeah, there's angry pops.
No, I have a great sense of fairness, and that's not fair.
Well, he makes really good wings.
Got a green egg, a free green egg.
Yeah.
So. I know. I'm working with a $49.99 grill that I take a card table and put in my driveway and put the grill on and make a hamburger or two. And this dude's getting free green eggs.
And he got ham.
What's up with that? I mean, what is up with that?
See what you did there.
I heard the green eggs and ham. I don't think I can continue. Very grossly unfair.
Until you get
Diener, you better get me something.
Diener, you hear that, Diener? You're on notice.
So you were in the throes of the 40 grill. You were in...
What? Why would you say it that way?
You were...
It's just weird.
The throes of the 40 grill.
We found that warming up food in the air fryer is a better way to get the quality of the restaurant food back. Because if you put it in the microwave, it gets a
30 seconds. It's fine. What kind of food are we talking about?
It was a Longhorn, so it was like a... Yeah, so it was steak and lobster and...
Oh, you're reheating lobster?
Yeah,
it's tough fryer. To do anyway.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it was really good.
Really
Blake!
Of course. I refreshed the text line, and the last text that came in was from about 20 minutes ago, and it just said, the devil's lettuce.
The what?
The devil's lettuce.
Oh, I like
just cut him off.
That's how I get all my pounds. Yeah, I just drink. That's the only reason why I'm still fat. I'm in really good health. I had a physical a few months ago. I could stand to lose a few pounds. I mean, I'm not like morbidly obese. I don't have heart trouble. I'm good.
I think he's got Jay Cutler's heart.
Oh. It's the portrait of the boy.
There he is.
Everyone, it's clothes.
He's wearing like fancy clothes.
It's important to point that
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. He's wearing like 400-year-old clothes.
If he dresses nice, I just want to take his clothes off faster.
Oh. Jay Cutler's heart. I'm still stuck.
Just like with women, you got granny panties. Nobody wants to see a woman in granny panties. We all have seasons of granny panties, but no man needs to see that. And then you've got girls who wear fun panties. And now no man is allowed to ask this question on the date ever. May I just put this disclaimer?
I was going
to
say,
ever.
Yeah.
That is a privilege. She decides when you get to learn it. So hold your horses there, buddy. But yeah, you want a woman, let's be honest, that has those fun little panties. And there's lots of them out there. I mean, get them at Target nowadays, believe it or not. So, and then there's a girl who wears no panties. I mean, hey. I believe that men's socks are like women's panties.
Men's socks are like women's panties.
A man's socks are equivalent to a woman's panties.
A man's socks are like a woman's panties.
I like Bull saying it better than Blank. I'm sorry,
Panties Blank. Conversation.
I'll take Bull
or Blank.
So you want to lay on this bed?
I get in there. And I just start slaying them, just one after another.
Yes, you do, brother. Yes, you do, John Cole.
He put it in. And I was riding. It's like somebody's
he's almost
squeezing
out of
his
breath.
He's like squeezing his abs.
His diaphragm, yeah.
It's like is somebody holding him from behind. It's not going to cover the whole nut, but it is going to cover a lot of the wood.
No, it's not long.
Those are massive.
Massive. I mean, you got to sit on. Luckily, he is not deep into that.
She took a picture of her butt and sent it to me.
Oh, God. Hang on. Dribble just spit up. Hang on. He just spit up. I saw it in slow motion.
She took a picture of her butt and sent it to me. You might even want to put it in at certain times. Like, maybe you don't have it all the time, but maybe, hey, something happens, put that in there.
I wasn't expecting that.
Grinder.
It's a landing strip.
Oh, in the back door. Oh, in the back door.
Westwood One Lady.
Come take a dump on you. You know, you want to be a crap head? You can be a crap head. You can crap on yourself now. I don't care.
I've not heard Avery make that, specifically that noise.
No!
Because we know that girls will go on free dates. You know, if he's paying, I'm playing. Oh. Right? It's a game, guys. It's a game. Yeah. And we are getting just as savvy, so...
Oh, the Diener, yeah. Hey, hang on, play it again. The Diener, yeah, wins the sound.
Because we know that girls will go on free dates. You know, if he's paying, I'm playing. Right? It's a game, guys. It's a game. Yeah. And we are getting just as savvy, so...
You know, I watched a girl jumping rope for 10 minutes.
They're trying not to get us to not blow, like, blow us, blow each other.
You sign the waiver, get down there.
But I hold that power in my hand. I could do that anytime I want.
4 point whatever seconds.
Yeah.
You're not.
No, that's it. You face off, done.
Yeah, you're done.
Reality hits him in the face. They act like, what's going on? We didn't see this coming, even though everyone's telling them this is what's coming.
Ted Bundy. This is the guy who has gone after these females. But he's very well put together.
Like left for date.
Wow! I didn't know she had that level of vindictiveness.
Oh, I did.
Really?
That cackle. Yeah, I didn't know
it was
that.
A little stronger of a reaction than I thought, but it was...
It was a cackle.
It was... You know what? No, you're right.
Yeah.
I did not... Let me say this for the... I've not heard Avery make that... Specifically that noise.
No! It was like a full-out, like, evil cackle.
No, that was like a witch.
Yeah.
It really was. Like it was evil. Woman. There was something behind it.
Not
demonic.
A good witch, a bad witch.
Well, of course. Of course.
Oh, how are you this morning?
I'm in a really good mood.
Good.
Yeah. This doing the show at home thing has changed my life. I don't have to deal with the sights and sounds and people of ESPN 680 anymore, which is great. And, you know, I'll probably go in there, you know, once a quarter. You know, high five a couple people.
Hey, listen, I found that to be plenty.
Oh, man.
But,
make sure you join us.
I do miss Avery. That's the only one I miss down there.
I miss you too, Dan.
Okay, we got a caller on line one. We're going to bring him in. Grover on the show now. Grover, go ahead.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm great, Grover. How are you?
I'm fine. I used to shag Issel's missus as the manager on UK's team in 1970. Issel, he was a great player and unbelievable scorer, but...
There you go, Grover. Well, thanks for the call.
Appreciate it. Yeah. All right. So I lost a little bit of faith in the show for a second there.
Uh-oh.
Because he said something that was very ambiguous. He said he was shagging your missus. Man, in another parlance, that's a way of saying.
I understand. I understand.
And I'm not near a dump button, so like I was very concerned about the
direction.
It's England where shag means something much different than chasing.
Yeah, but
after
sometimes when you're on radio to get things under, you know, under the radar to make a funny. Do you remember Grover then, huh?
Grover wouldn't do that.
Okay. That's a great name, by the way.
Grover wouldn't do that.
I've known him Grover in years. Keep him coming.
Dan, are you a Monkees guy?
Hey, we're the Monkees. Yes. Monkees were big time.
We have an app.
Big Easy should have tied his stomach up years ago and quit doing all this work.
I spent a lot less money with surgery than he spent at Orange Theory. It's true.
We have an app on Ren's phone that it like filters. So if she takes a photo that's a little questionable, like we get flagged for it. So she was taking
that Life 360 thing, or is it?
I don't know the name of it, but she took a picture of her of her butt and sent it to me. Like she was like making a joke, you know. She's like mooning me, and so then Ashley got like a notification, like.
Don't want to be doing that.
And so she's like, hey, just so you know, I got this notification.
Yeah.
She goes, oh, they were like messing around in the hotel trying to do funny stuff. But I'm like, just so you know,
oh, no,
we got that.
You're like an undercover agent with your own kids, for sure.
Yeah. So it knew. It knew.
It knew.
I got a friend with
I got a friend.
Lil Durk.
Lil Durk.
Well, it doesn't like it. Oh.
She says, was Strebel there? I only asked because I saw his tweet where his, he and his wife were expecting a child. No, that would be Andy. The Strebels already have kids.
Okay.
Right? I mean, unless Strebel tweeted something last night I'm unaware of. But no, that was Andy is the one.
Yeah. Andy is definitely having a baby.
Yes.
And it's going to be great. And then let's see.
No, Strebel. I'm sure Strebel would.
Oh, no. No, Strebel did announce on Twitter last night.
Oh, he did?
He made the announcement.
Oh.
So I knew that he had had a baby.
Oh.
So when you said that, I was like, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag without knowing. But yeah, Strebel at 11 hours ago, he said this. When we had Kellen, Kentucky won the national championship. When we had Ellie and Wyatt, we had the fun 38-1 season. Coach Calipari, we were having one more.
It was fun.
So please do something special this season. We did our part.
So the afternoon show is going to be
in diapers.
A new father and a father of another one.
Right. I mean, it might as well call it
going to be
diapers in the afternoon.
There's so many lines that are sitting right there. You know, the crying, the crybabies, the whining.
But
the afternoon show, they're going to be sponsored by Pampers. They're going to have to be.
Have to be. Not a bad idea. You know, our baby's doing great.
I love the text line. Let me know that Strebel's having a kid that I didn't know about because I didn't read Twitter.
He tweeted it last night.
Yeah.
See, at 8 o'clock. So you were in the throes of the 40 grill. You were in...
Why would you say it that way?
You were...
It's just weird.
You were in wing coma. You were not... you were not in the mind to recognize... Of course, he didn't just say... Hey, what proud to announce?
Right,
what
happened. He kind of had to read it.
He had
at tweeted Calipari to announce his child's birth, or not birth, but the upcoming arrival.
Does anybody else in this studio tag a coach?
No,
on a birth announcement.
That's a great point, Bubba.
Yeah.
No, I do like
I don't think so. I don't think so. I didn't.
Rummage might tag Brom.
I wouldn't even do that. No, Rummage would tag Brady Brom.
Nick would.
That's weird. All right, where are we at here? We got to get out of here. Inside Churchill Downs. How many do we have left? Want to do the last two or three and get out of here?
We actually have three left.
All right, let's just play them. Let's just sorry to everybody. Sorry to everybody. All right, go ahead.
So James Strebel in a passing comment yesterday says, hey, Louie, keep working on bringing hockey to the Yum Center. He says it laughing. Okay. That is the attitude of a person who is, frankly, hasn't created anything, hasn't worked on anything. He gets to root for a college he didn't attend. He gets to go on a show that he doesn't host. He goes on a post-game show that's run by Jason Entz and Mike Gandolfo. That's what that is.
That's
a guy who's a coattailer. He's a coattailer, Dan. He's laughing at other people trying to get things done.
Yeah.
All right, last one.
All right, last one. Have a good weekend. We're out of here. Inside Churchill Downs coming up next.
Keegan Bradley's first major appearance was the 2011 PGA Championship, and he won. Well, a dozen years later, Bradley making some more noise.
Putter away, behind the ball, brisk stroke, and no. Oh, in the back door. Well, any entrance will do. Tradesman, side entrance, front, back. And that is delighted the fans. And Keegan Bradley birdies the second and moves to 3 under.
Yeah, who doesn't love the back door?